Say hello on Twitter at Richard Serrett. All right, get your pad of paper, your pen, your pencil, put on your remote viewing hat, and get ready to transcend space and time. Canada's Edgar Casey is next on Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is best known as a trans clairvoyant. He's a spiritual healer, teacher, remote viewer, published author who demonstrates many abilities studied by noetic sciences, the study of consciousness, including clairvoyance, telepathy, energy healing, prediction, and prophecy. He's one of a select few able to demonstrate all of these abilities. He teaches people the world over about spiritual development through the practice of meditation and the application of spiritual principles in daily life. He's the author of Conversations with the Akashic Field, Gems of Wisdom, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Secrets of Life, among others. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, welcome back to Coast AM. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, and it's a pleasure to be back with you tonight, my friend.
By my count, this is your fifth appearance on Coast. The last time we had you on, we did this remote viewing experiment that I thought was extremely successful, and we're going to try and replicate that tonight, correct?
We are. We have this will be an extra special experiment. The object is much bigger. You remember last time we had what would be a controlled experiment where through a little bit of a mix-up in sending the pictures into your control room, the pictures weren't exactly kept secret. So I had a Rubik's Cube as the first object, and then we had to come up with a second object, which turned out to be a model of a little ambulance. And many of the viewers actually picked up when they were doing the experiment on air that they saw the Rubik's Cube that was sitting on my desk in my house. And we had directed the viewers to look at the desk in my office, which was a few miles away. And that was an exciting experiment because some of the viewers went to my house and peeked on my desk and saw the Rubik's Cube, and others went to my desk in the office and saw the object, the little ambulance, which you picked up some very good details on yourself as well.
Right, right. So everyone can participate. Everyone listening at home, all you need, as I say, pad of paper, a pen or a pencil, and we'll get Douglas now, if I could get you to just give us some rudimentary protocols or guidelines, some tips on how to remote view, and then we'll all take some time. We'll try to remote view this object and write down our impressions, and then there'll be a period of time where people can call in and give us their impressions. We'll do the big reveal before the top of the hour, and there's only, besides yourself, our webmaster tonight, Greg Bishop. He has a photograph of the object. My producer, Chris Burrows, also knows what this object is, and that's it. Just the three of you, as far as I know. And then we'll post that picture in the next hour up on coasttocoastam.com. So
that's right. Just the three of us. We are attending to keep some integrity, and also, you know, one of the big things about anything intuitive, people coming up with impressions, premonitions, when they see a vision or they do viewing at a distance, which is remote viewing or mind projection, and or if they go through time, which is called clairvoyance, there's always that intellectual doubt. And so attempting to overcome doubt is the first thing. And some of the tips tonight is that when you do this, don't try too hard. Don't reason this out. Don't guess, don't think, just attempt to see in your mind's eye. I call that vision in your mind's eye the middle mind. There's a more technical name in the East called Shamanti mind, but it's like looking through a pair of binoculars. Your rational, intellectual mind is in one side, and your intuitive, contemplative side's on the other side. But when you look through binoculars, you see a third image or vision at a distance. And that's sort of, in a very simplistic way, what remote viewing is doing. It's not a complicated thing. It's a matter of seeing with your mind. And when I teach people during my course, these are the same things I attempt to say. Don't tell me what you think. Tell me what you see. So to set up this experiment tonight, This object is sitting on the corner of my desk. It's in the exact same place that I took some digital pictures and sent them off to your producer a few days ago in order for the people to see at the end of the experiment what they have come up with. Now, this isn't like looking at a photograph. You're not looking at something with your eyes. You're looking at this with the top of your head or your mind. So therefore, there's some graduated scale of success. One, to see the color of the object. Two, to see an outline of it, perhaps vaguely, or to see some detail on the object. Because when you remote view, believe it or not, it's like taking a photograph and bringing it right up to your forehead. And you can only see what's very close and in your field of vision, although the photograph is larger than your field of vision. So you might see some detail. You then might have the opportunity to see the entire object clear as a bell, which is what we're looking for. You might see the object in some proportion of the object. In other words, if it was divided in four quadrants, you might see the upper left or the bottom right or something there around that idea of moving around. Any of those would be considered a hit for people who are practicing meditation, people who are attempting to be clairvoyant. They might have some experience already with premonitions, precognitions, and dreams, and they might meditate quite deeply. They may have a tendency to have a better experience, but that doesn't mean that the person who's just sitting there now on the couch going, oh, sure, I'll give it a try, can't come up and see the object very clearly. I remember the first time we did this experiment with you, we had a red object on my desk, and you came up with the color and the size and the shape. And you saw it as a red donut kind of shape. And what it was a travel clock that was closed together. And you were exactly right with the color and the shape. Do you remember that, Richard?
I do. We did this on my syndicated radio show out of Toronto, The Conspiracy Show. I believe it was on that or on my podcast, but we did a series of those. And yeah, the first one, I got to be honest, I thought I hit that one out of the park.
You did. And it was because there wasn't that, I have to be right, or I did it once, can I do it again? Was it a coincidence? Was it a lucky guess? And that's what I'm saying. When you start to think in those parameters, then you're starting to think rather than see. And so we have to say, if you've done it once, you can do it again. And with lowering the ego, in other words, I don't care if I'm right. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm just going to say what I see. And sometimes when things look really ridiculous, it doesn't make sense until you tell the person what you see. Then it makes sense, because as in that particular object, you saw it as not a red, but an off-red color. And it was sort of an orangey red. You got the color exact. You saw the shape, which was kind of like a donut shape. And then you also said you saw white and black lines, and that was the face of the clock, but that was inside the folded-up travel clock. So your mind actually went inside and saw some other detail. And you were just going with the flow. You know, could be right, could be wrong.
Right.
And that's what we're hoping our friends do tonight.
Okay,
I have the object sitting on my desk, and I'm going to, because the intellect panics when you say, look at something, and there are people who make mistakes when they put an object in a box, and they say, okay, guess what's in the box? And when people ask me, I say, well, I guess it's pretty darn dark in there because I can't see a thing.
Oh, is that right? As a remote viewer, you can't see if something's hidden. It's not in plain sight, even if it's at a remote distance, if it's inside a box.
I can. When I'm finding, remains, or when I'm looking for something in the ground. But I mean, for the average person, when they play the game, they put something in a box or a bag, and they say, okay, tell me what's in. I can sometimes see a shape, or I'll see some detail of it. But when it's dark like that, it is difficult to see. So I have this object because I'm attempting to... Pardon me while I move my chair a little. Because I know how to teach this very well, I have it in a bright, open space. It's on my desk. And by the way, last time we did this, people were describing the color of my desk and the grain of my desk. Well,
that's
I'm
right.
at a different desk, everybody, so don't come up with those. If it did last time, I want maybe you'll see the color of my desk.
Okay, so let's begin. Let's begin. So I've got my, I actually, right out of the chute, I started writing some things down. Should people be sketching or writing notes or both or?
Well, this is a good point. I'm going to give some parameters of it so the intellect doesn't panic, but that's exactly right. I want you to, you meaning the audience, to think of this as a developing picture. In the old days, we didn't have digital pictures. We had photographs that took some time. They kind of materialized as they were in that bath of water or chemicals, and the image came through. And that's using that part of your mind, that the law of manifestation and mindfulness that people refer to. And that's allowing the image to appear. Now, it might jump in your mind, and whatever you see, the very first image, that's the one to write down. And then, again, don't try to reason it out. Just allow it to develop and see.
All right. So as people are participating along at home, I'm just imagining them with their pens and papers by the radio. Can I give you some of my impressions?
Well, let me do a little more with this.
Okay. All right.
This object is one color. When you use multicolor objects for people starting this, it can be confusing. This is one color. It's the size of, let's say, a small basketball. It's not a paperclip. It's not something that would normally be on my desk. It's one color, that size. It has a distinctive shape or shapes. And I'm looking at it. And another thing I should have mentioned, sometimes people will see the object from above, straight on, or from the side. This is normal because your mind is moving around the object. So sketch it out, and I'm looking at it right now, and I want people to look in their mind's eye. They can close their eyes, take a breath, and then come and look at this object on my desk. It's right on the corner of my desk. It's in plain view. It's nice and bright, and you can see some detail of this. That'll be a hit. Some shape or distinctive shape, that would be a hit. To see the outline of the object would be a hit. To see the object plane is a hit. And to see the object in totality, or to see it from a frontal, back, high, low perspective, that's a hit. You don't have to be exact. You just have to get one of those four or five details to start us on the way of this remote viewing experiment. So I'm looking at it, and everybody just take a moment, take a breath, exhale slowly. What do you see? What do you see? We're broadcasting this out all across the country, coast to coast, and anybody anywhere who's in listening distance of my voice. There is no time. There is no distance. There is just this moment and this place. And your mind can come here and look at this object sitting on my desk. Look very carefully. What do you see? Draw the shape. What color is it? What direction, size are you looking from? What do you see?
All right. My initial impressions was I was seeing a color first, and it was like a light tan color, but with almost a pinkish hue. That's the first thing that came to me. Now, initially, and I was seeing something very close up, the shape was indistinct. I got the impression that it was soft or plush. And initially, I saw, as I say, an indistinct shape. It was almost like a bundle of laundry, like socks or something, all sort of wrapped up. But as I'm moving back, it's starting to take shape, but I don't have it yet. Now, but the other thing that's conflicting is, I said soft, but I was also getting kind of a sense of something a little more solid, all wooden perhaps, and I'm not sure if I was seeing grain, as in the grain in the wood, or I was seeing fine lines or something almost like wrinkles, if that makes any sense.
Some of the things you said make sense. The socks in the laundry, sorry.
All right. So
what else do you see?
What else do I see? As I'm moving back from the shape, roundish, maybe oblong, curves.
You're hitting it. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I'm doing this to encourage you. When you see the object, some of the things you've said, some of the detail, because people we're going to ask the callers to call in with their impressions shortly, and so we don't want to give everything away right away. But some of the things you've said are, you're having a little conflict because your mind's getting in the way. But some of the things you've said have been pretty close as far as the shape, texture, and sort of the unusual shape.
Now, this is strange. I had an image of an arch, like a McDonald's arch or the arch in Missouri, in St. Louis. Do you know the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, and when you see the object, you're going to be impressed. Very good.
I don't know where that's coming from, but that just popped into my mind as I was actually closing my eyes.
Keep going with that image, okay? Keep with that image. And that's one thing, again, we should have said, when you get an image, well, I guess I did, you allow it to develop. You don't change the image. You go with what your attention is being drawn to. And you're all over the map with this because you're looking from different perspectives when you see the object. But you're doing very well, especially the arch. It's not an arch.
Right. But no, but it's kind of curved. The outline is more of an arch. It's not like there's a hole in the middle where you have an arch that you could pass through.
I can see Chris in the production room smiling and laughing right now.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh boy.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
Okay.
Look for the color. Keep with the arch. What color is the arch? And then it's not really an arch, but there is a curved surface. I'll give you that.
Right,
and
right.
When you see it, you're going to say, that was pretty darn close. What color do you see? It's not brown.
It's not brown. I'm seeing it's a very light, I thought initially kind of tan with almost like a salmon, a very light salmon or pink. That was very early on.
Well, I'm looking around my desk, and I don't see anything that color. Okay. You might be looking at my computer. You're looking at my computer screen. That's the salmon color. That's my website. I got it right beside the object. When you go to my website, DouglasJamesCottrell.com, the background is that salmon color, and you're looking at my computer screen right now.
All right. Now, okay, I'm trying to bring my attention
back to that
curved arch, but it's not a passway through an arch. It's more of the outline is an arch. Boy, oh boy, now I'm seeing something very shiny.
You're getting warmer, very good. Chris is laughing even more in the control.
It's shiny, it's a reflective, stainless steel?
Well done, Richard. Well done.
Stainless steel arch. All right. You know what? We'll head into the break here, and I'll take another shot at it before we get people to call in with their impressions, and then we'll do the big reveal at the top of the hour. A remote viewing experiment with Canada's Edgar Casey, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Stay with us. Here's Dem Atlas and Gratitude, taking us into the break on Coast to Coast AM. Say, if you like what you're hearing tonight and you want to find out more about what I do and how you can listen to some of my other projects, go to my website, strangeplanet.ca, strangeplanet.ca. That's your portal to my weekly syndicated radio program, The Conspiracy Show, that airs Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on Zoomer Radio. And also, you can access my podcast there as well. It's called Conspiracy Unlimited. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, it's strangeplanet.ca. Also, my YouTube channel is there, Strange Planet. Strangeplanet.ca. If you register at strangeplanet.ca, you'll receive my free monthly newsletter called Inner Sanctum. It's all there, strangeplanet.ca. All right, back to our remote viewing experiment with Canada's Edgar Casey, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, when Coast to Coast AM continues. Welcome back to Coast AM. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell stays with us, and we are in the midst of our second remote viewing experiment, and hopefully everyone is participating at home with their pad of paper and their pen and their pencil and putting on their remote viewing caps. Now, I was talking about seeing, Douglas, this arch. It's a solid object, and I mentioned the color salmon. It's not salmon. It's shiny, but I think I think I know where I'm getting the salmon from. It's not the color. It's the shape, and I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know. This arch is connected to something else, and there's that oblong shape that I mentioned earlier. It's all the same sort of shiny, almost metallic. And that arch is, it's, but I can't get this idea of a salmon out of my head, like a fish.
Well,
and it's almost like that arch is part of a, I don't know, a fin or something, or a tail. I'm not sure.
You're picking up details of it, but the color's coming from my computer. You're looking at my web page, which is up on my great big giant Mac, and that is that salmon, a brownish tan color,
right,
that you picked up. You were looking at my. It's very close, and you'll. I sent a picture to the control guys here of the screen and the objects nearby. So you were looking at the screen. This is, again, when you look at things with intuition,
right,
it's like looking up close with a photograph right in front of you. And you wisely said, from other experiments we've had, you backed off, and then you started to see the object by itself.
Right. No, I'm not on. I don't think it's salmon color anymore. What I'm saying is,
you're right. You're on to another color, and that's right. The salmon
right.
color is not. Earlier that it's not the color, not brown at all, not salmon, but, not tan color at all.
No, it's almost metallic in color.
Yeah,
it's silver.
Yeah, the guys in the control room are just flapping the table there, so they can't believe what you're doing.
All right. So why don't we take some calls and see what other people are seeing here? Let's go to Boston and talk to Paul on the wild card line. Paul, welcome to Coast.
Good morning, boy. This was a great show.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Paul.
Doctor, I think what I saw was kind of goldish or yellow, like a brass color, wiry, filigree work, like you would see around the frame of a lamp or a picture frame. But that's the only that's about all I could get.
Okay, that is some detail. There is some look to that. There is some detail that there's lines on the object. There are some pointy objects that could be what you're seeing, and the arch that Richard had seen. I think you're seeing that as something like this wiry thing around a lamp. You've picked up some good detail. When you see the picture, it's going to be a little different than you expect, but you'll see the details are there.
I would say
that's a hit.
All right, Paul, thank you. Well done. And we don't have a prize for anybody, just bragging rights. You'll be Coast to Coast AM's remote viewer of the month, I guess.
You know what? You pick somebody who's close, and I'll give them a copy of my Secrets of Life book. How's that for you? Like we did, I think we did that last time.
Excellent. All right. So to the winner, Secrets of Life. Excellent. So Paul was seeing something gold or brass. I'm seeing something metallic, but more silver, maybe even a pewter.
You're close.
Let's see. It's not like you could look at it like it's in a mirror. You're not looking into a mirror, but it would reflect light, but it's
darn good, Richard. Darn good.
All right. Let's see. And again, I'm that arch shape is only a part of something much bigger.
Well, when you see it, you said something exactly what it was before, but I'm not going to bring it up until some more callers come in and give us their impressions.
All right.
We want those people to tell us what they see, even though what we're talking and I'm saying you're a little close here or there. I want them to tell me what they see.
All right. Let's say hi to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, good evening. Good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Thank you so much for taking my phone call, Richard. I kept saying to myself, I was yelling out loud, pick me, pick me, pick me, because I know exactly what you're remote viewing, because I'm looking at it right now, and you described it to a T, and it's sitting on my stove right now, and it's my tea kettle. It's got an arch on it for the handle. It's made of stainless steel, and I've got a pink sheet of paper on the other side of my stove, and it's reflecting a little bit of that, and that's what you're seeing the salmon color in.
I was looking into Baltimore. I should have been looking the other way. All right. A tea kettle. So I'm looking at your tea kettle.
It's arch, and it's stainless steel, metallic, like you were saying. So I said to myself, you're looking at my tea kettle. You're remote viewing my tea kettle.
Sorry for the intrusion. I didn't mean to peek into your house.
No, you're welcome to. Anytime.
All right, Mark. Thank you for that. Let's say hi. Let's go to Boston again, and this time it's Eamon. Eamon, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Eamon. I've been doing remote viewing for a long time, and I truly believe in this. I've done amazing things in my life. It's a watch. It's a silver watch, Timex piece, maybe. It's round, square face, or round face. I can see it. I shut the TV off and concentrate it. I've remote viewed so much where I've listened to conversations of other people and friends of mine miles away and told them the next day what they said, and they thought that I spied on them. This is my first time ever calling, and it's just amazing. Thank you so much. When I first saw it, I thought it was straight, and then it turned, and it was silver, and it's a watch. That's what I'm seeing. And,
all right, Eamon. Now, you may have missed earlier where, Douglas, you described it as, you gave us a clue, a sort of a point of reference. You said it was the size of a small basketball.
But he's looking dead on the front. He's looking right on the front of it. And maybe Chris would agree to me, if you look up close, there are three objects on the front, and he's looking at one that could be mistaken as a watch. But it's
Okay, so he's looking only at one portion of it. All right.
Yeah.
That's a hit, then. He has a hit.
Yeah, he's looking right up close to it. But it's not a watch, but it has, giving him the benefit of the doubt and being a first-time caller, he's looking up close. And when you see it, you could say, yeah, that looks like a watch. Looks like it's got the hands of a watch on it, but it's not. But
interesting.
From that perspective, seeing with the top of his mind, he's done extremely well.
All right, Eamon, you've got a hit. Congratulations, and thank you for that. Let's go to the wild card again, and this time we're heading to Scotts Valley, California, and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good, Mr. Cottrell. Hope you're both rocking on tonight. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm staying awake here. It's about 3:46 as I'm feeding myself cookies and soda pop to keep awake.
That's what I'm doing, coffee and cookies and what you just mentioned, a little bit of soda pop. Hey, I think what you have there is a metronome.
A metronome? Interesting.
Yeah, helps you keep time to music. Sits on top of a piano
We know what it is. I'm trying to think. You're probably looking from the top. It is an odd shape. It's not a metronome. I'm going to say that's you've got a triangular shape, and looking from the top on an outline, on a very vague outline, it could be considered a bit of a triangular shape. But it is not what you it's not that item, but the shape might be close.
All right, Mark.
That's a maybe.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, I just want to come back to something I said earlier, and I was talking about the salmon color, but then I said no, it's not a color, it's the shape, and it's salmon, it's like a fish, and the arch is kind of
it's not a fish, but it's got shapes that could be like a
well,
fin.
But here's the thing. Yeah, that arch I mentioned, I thought was like a fin, or then I said a tail, and I'm thinking it's not a fish, right? It's a tail section. And what else has a tail section but an airplane?
Should I say ta-da? Okay, are you got any more callers? Do you want to show everybody the pictures?
No. Not yet. I want to work through some more callers, but I'm excited by your...
That's like 50% close, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's take some more callers here, and let's see what they've got. Wildcard line, Don is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don, welcome.
Hi. I've never done this before, but the first thing that came into my mind was a clown. Maybe a balloon, a hot air balloon with a clown on it or a sundial. And my husband, Robert, he only had one guess, and he says what came in a picture in his mind was a globe.
A globe, like a snow globe?
Like a round circle or something like that.
A world globe or a snow globe?
Hmm. And were you actually sitting there with
a globe? He said the world globe.
Oh, a globe.
And it's
okay.
Blue.
And were you using a pen and a paper and a pad of paper? Yeah. Okay, those are the images that came to you. Is there any hits there, Douglas?
Well, it's, you know, again, if I'm up close looking on the side, I can see a round surface. I can say that looks like a balloon, but it's not. But it's from right up close on the side. Maybe Chris would agree with me. It could be considered a balloon. And a globe, did you say? Like, am I talking like just a round sphere? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
I can't quite get that. Otherwise, if you're looking straight on, I'm moving the object around, so I'm trying to get a perspective. I don't see it as a round globe, but in the totality of the color, it has a certain, if I look from the side, it has a certain outline, rough outline of being circular. It's not, but from a certain perspective of seeing very, you know, just like having a sort of letting your eye look around it. It could be.
All right. Okay, Don. Good first effort.
Trying to look for a round circle. I can't see it, but there,
good
when you
first
look
effort.
Close on the side, it could be like the balloon.
All right, Don. Thank you for attempting.
Those are maybes.
All right. Let's go east of the Rockies. Matt is in Asheville, North Carolina. Matt, welcome to Coast.
Hey now. Good evening.
Hi there.
Excuse the static. We got a thunderstorm here.
All right. Maybe that'll enhance your remote viewing abilities, all that electricity in the air.
Can you
hear me? I can, Matt. Yes, go ahead. What do you see?
I see a black, kind of like a Mexican lava stone he's sharpened to a blade, you know, on a knife, sitting on a cigar box.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
Yeah. I can see the sharp edge maybe for what's on the front of this object, but it's not a lava stone and it's not black.
All right, Matt, thank you for trying. Let's go west of the Rockies. Barbara's in, east of the Rockies. Barbara's in Maine. Barbara, are you there?
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, thank you for taking my call. And I've been doing this with my sister all my life. My first impression was I got a silver color. And I see a pair of scissors.
Well, the silver color is pretty close. And as a pair of scissors, it is not scissors, but from the front of the object, it could be assumed to be scissor shaped.
All
right.
That's a good one. It's not 100%, but that's about 75%. Very good.
Well, Barbara and I were both seeing silver. I said silver or something reflective or maybe pewter.
Yeah.
So Barbara and I were on the sort of the same wavelength there. Let's
so
squeeze in.
Friend Paul, when he saw it as a watch looking from the front, and our friends saw it as a balloon or a round shape, I'm looking at, they must be right up close beside it. But anyway, so go ahead.
Let's do one more. Wildcard line, and Sean is down in near your parts in London, Ontario. Sean, welcome. Oh, we lost Sean. Okay, can we fit in one more? Let's say Pamela in Yakima, Washington. Hi, Pamela.
Yes, I see a blue helicopter.
Wow. It's not blue, but if I turn it on its side, it could look like a helicopter.
All right.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay, let's put Pamela on hold because do you think she's the closest of the callers?
You were actually. But as the callers, I think they're seeing the shape, they're seeing distinct things, they're up close looking at it. And so they're getting the really up close. They can't see the whole, they kind of back off and see the whole object, but they're getting distinct details. They're doing very well.
All right. Well, let's just put back in studio, if we could put Pamela on hold and maybe take down her mailing address and so forth. Because I'm just based on what you said there, that it sounded like she was pretty close.
If I turn the object on so it faces up instead of, if it's horizontal and I turn it vertical and then she's looking down from the top, yeah, it would look like a helicopter.
All right, so let's do the big reveal. What is the object, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell?
Well, I'm wearing my lucky Pizza del Campo shirt, and that's my pizza partner friend in Texas. We have a pizza business down there, and that must be rubbing off because you said the magic word. You said it was an airplane.
Oh my God!
And it is.
It is an airplane.
And the curve arch is the stand it's sitting on. The bubble in the middle is where the cockpit would be. The watch would be the propellers at the front, as would be the scissors that somebody saw. And as you were seeing it as a salmon with that, you actually said it has a tail piece. You were looking at, of course, the end of the tail plane. Our end of the plane would be the tail plane would have.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a three-engine solid metal shiny silver model of an airplane. And it has like propellers on each wing and a propeller in the nose of the plane. And the arch that you saw is the stand it's sitting on. The guys in the production room should flash the pictures up. And those people that were looking at it, they could see some details with line in it. But as you allowed this to manifest, you really started to hone in on it. You got the color. You were looking at my computer screen. I sent a picture of it, and it's got that salmon color, which was right beside the object. But you allowed it to manifest, and you started picking up details. And as I encouraged you a little here and there, you started to get the color. You said it was extremely, you said it was shiny, then it was smooth, and then it was metallic, and on you went until you said the word airplane.
Oh, my Lord. Well,
sitting on an arch or a stand that's curved.
I thought the arch was the tailpiece, but it's the stand. All right, listen. Greg Bishop, our webmaster, go ahead and post that on coasttocoastam.com, and I can't wait to see it. Here's Neil Young, Powderfinger, taking us into the break. Rolling Stone magazine ranked this the song as the best ever from the Toronto-born godfather of grunge. Back with more of Coast to Coast AM when we continue.